Good evening, friends. Good morning, friends. So nice to be together with you. It's a real honor for New York 4 in Florida to have the preparation. And why do we do this preparation? It was so nice to get together with New York 4 and do this. I feel it really brought us closer together. And we have this preparation so we can prepare our hearts and our minds to dig in deep to what Rabash has to tell us, what Rav has to tell us, what Bala Salam has to tell us, these great Kabbalists who have attained the upper worlds and love of friends. I'm so grateful to have all of you friends to be going through this process with. It's amazing. The preparation is everything. And we are going to get to Gemar Tikkun and bring the Creator contentment. And let's make a big step forward in this lesson tonight, friends. L'chaim to all of you. L'chaim.
One must disclose the love in his heart towards the friends, since by revealing it, he evokes his friends' hearts towards the friends, so they too would feel that each of them is practicing love of friends. The benefit from that is that in this manner, one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully. Since every person's force of love is integrated in each other's.
Question for an active workshop. What actions are necessary to achieve love of friends? Again, question for an active workshop. What actions are necessary to achieve love of friends? Please.
First of all, this action that we come and gather together for the morning lesson, that we make sure that all the friends are in their place, ready to put ourselves into a common request to the Creator and draw the reforming light that will correct us, so that we will be able to be lovers and bestowers. I think that everything starts from the morning lesson and from this preparation.
Everything starts with the morning lesson. Everything closes with the morning lesson. It's all around the morning lesson. Around it, we've got a framework, just like we heard a few lessons ago, how Rav said it beautifully, that it's like a ship that carries us to the shore where we're safe. So it's to make sure that all our friends are participating in this, in our meetings throughout the day and the lesson, and to invest in the friends. This is not, love of friends is not born on its own. It's an investment in thought and action and speech and everything that we can do.
The reforming light eventually determines within us the love of friends. So all of the actions that we learn about that can awaken the light, and it's mostly Rav Asher's counsels.
And our efforts to incorporate in friends, to incorporate and see the examples of friends and to add to those examples, to emerge out of ourselves, then this action, it's enough that we integrate, we get that true envy and the desire to serve it.
Yes, the friends are the North Star. It's the way. We simply have to follow their footsteps and try to incorporate with them as much as possible.
Annulment is very necessary. The greatness of the friends is very necessary. The greatness of the goal, necessity. In short, we need it all. And then we will realize love of friends, and then reveal the Creator.
We need to perform actions of love in our mind, in our thought, in our heart, and to remember that this is we're on the way to the love of the Creator.
We need to try to really annul, first of all, integrate with the friends and cancel that partition made of steel between us, and to start feeling all the sensations that come from rising above that, and also the external examples, who's big, smallest, and everything.
Yes, this love, it's impossible to reach it by our nature. It's the complete opposite. And therefore, I have to follow all of the advice that the Kabbalists recommend to us in order to prepare ourselves to receive the surrounding light, because it can truly replace our nature into something else, into love, into equivalence of form with Him, with it.
Yes, we can act this, effort at this, as it's written, we do with all that you can, and the gap between the desirable and that which exists, and to demand it now in the lesson.
Yes, in the end, this demand is what will cause the correction, and everything we do now is a preparation for that demand.
It's a nice result of the work that we do between us, mostly from unification, from arvut, from being more precise with the goal as much as we unite around that goal. If we operate in this way, according to the counsels of Rabash, according to what we learn in the lesson, we feel between us that special connection called love of friends.
Arranging our attitude. Let's say right now when each friend is talking, we should try to be impressed by his greatness, by the Creator who is talking through him, and to try to ask for him.
Yes, you said it all. We said it all. I don't really have what to add. We have to act love, simply like the advices of Rabash, and expect the light to come and to make the love of friends between us permanent.
And also to continue what Marcus started a few times throughout the day, throughout the lesson. I simply stop thinking about myself and try to think about you, to ask that you will be with the Creator, and also then the world clean, the whole world.
Therefore, let me remind you the validity of love of friends, in spite of everything at this time, For it is upon this that our right to exist depends, and upon this our near-to-come success is measured. Hence, turn away from all the imaginary engagements and set your hearts on thinking thoughts and devising proper tactics to truly connect your hearts as one. So the words, love your friend as yourself, will literally come true in you.
Silent workshop. Let's ask the Creator to connect all our hearts as one. Silent workshop. Let's ask the Creator to connect all our hearts as one.